Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, Wednesday night we learned the sad news that Coolio had passed away. And somebody just found and reshared a 2013 video of Coolio hanging with some college kids in a dorm room in England.
DJ, this might be the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Like, I haven't seen this. Yeah, I didn't even know this existed.
The paint a picture. I mean, he's literally just sitting in somebody's dorm room on a couch while someone's got an acoustic guitar just strumming along. And then there's like a handful of other people that are, one girl's sitting right next to him. And he's just kind of like orchestrating them to perform the song and like kind of conducting them and looking at them, making funny faces while it's going on. Like, I don't even know how this happened, but how lucky are they?
Yeah, dude, that is. I mean, boy, and you talk about treasuring this, you know, now that he's no longer with us. Yeah, he's helping him do the background vocals while he's rapping, of course, his big hit, Gangsta's Paradise. And he's, you know, he's teaching them how to do this. And here, and if you haven't seen the video, go to the BJ Miggs page of KISW.com.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize it's never that. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even when mama thinks that my mind is gone, but I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. We be treated like a punk and don't miss a word. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in trouble. I may have a trip, but I got to look. I think I'm gonna see myself in the middle of smoke. I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street line.
Keep spending most of our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
Yeah.
Keep spending most of our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
Tell me,
why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me?
That's so cool.
I gotta tell you, that works unplugged.
Yeah, yeah.
It really
absolutely
does.
Absolutely. It's super fun. Yeah. And how great is it that we have technology where you have cell phones, you can pull them out? Even back then, I mean, it was like, what did you say, 2013?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's a story that no one would ever believe you if you're like, the next day, you're like, dude, we got so baked. And Coolio was in our dorm room, and we ended up convincing him to do an acoustic version of Gangster's Paradise. And then he's like kind of yelling at me to speed up the tempo on the guitar. This thing was crazy because while the guitarist is playing, he keeps going like, come on, speed it up, man. I can't rap over that. No one would believe you.
No one at all. It's funny, too, because, like, the vibe that I've gotten from Cool, like, I've seen so many people, and they've been friends in the radio industry recently, but he met so many people, and he just seems so happy to be in the photos with literally everyone. So I think he's just, like, this was just this cool guy who would just, like, be stoked to meet fans.
But who's the one that had the balls to say, hey, Coolio, I've got a guitar. You want to do a version of Gangster's Paradise? I think I can figure it out on the guitar.
Yeah.
Or is it Coolio? It's like, hey, man, I see you have a guitar. Let's jam.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, yeah. I it seems very impromptu.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't seem like he, well, you know, well, if there was a certain movie star that used to be a wrestler, oh, you know that it would have been like all set up and there would have been Terramana around the room.
Full camera shoot with good audio, like there'd be a sound crew.
Yeah. Kevin Hart would have been one of the background singers. But yeah, I mean, it does feel like this was not something we were really all supposed to know en masse. Like, it was just a private moment that somebody captured, and we're hearing, at least I'm hearing about it now because of the fact that Coolio passed away. And a lot of folks are sharing, you know, you see on the internet, anybody that ever had any interaction with Coolio, of course, that's how people like to mourn and remember, they post. And this is one of them, which is really cool.
Not only did they sing and do all this, apparently the person says they met Coolio on a student night out, and he wanted to cook for me and my housemates the following night, and that's exactly what happened. We decided to take a break from cooking and have a jam session. Wow. Most surreal night of our lives.
Where is the smoke session being shared in this? Because I feel like there had to have been a smoke session as well.
In college, probably. They don't do that. They're good kids.
That's true. Yeah. They have to study, and Coolio probably helped them study as well.
Oh, yeah.
He probably went and took one of the tests for those guys.
Yeah, that is funny, Steve. You're right. They left out the most important part.
Then it gets even better. Not only did you jam, but then Coolio cooked a meal for you guys.
Yeah, well, cooking with Coolio, so we know he loves doing that.
Maybe the guy was a guitar major, and he was like, hey, man, like, I have a guitar final coming up. Can you help me with Gangster's Paradise?
Oh, sure.
So then he was like, oh, yeah, see, it all makes sense.
Well, based on Coolio telling him to speed up a lot, I think he probably failed that class.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did.
That's a lot of pressure. All of a sudden, you're trying to play a Coolio song, and Coolio's looking at you like, let's go. Come on, man.
Hurry up, man.
I would have felt pressure as one of the background singers. Like, I wouldn't even want to try.
See, but that was also, too, what I got from the sing with me, guys. Like, say, like, I want this to be like a sing-along, like Kumbaya.
Yeah, don't just stare at me. That's awkward.
Yeah.
Like, you guys got to be a part of it. And then at one point, you heard the girl laughing because he just looks at her and gives her, like, the crazy eyes, like, in a joking way. But I'm like, man, if I was baked, I might start, like, I might run away. They got Coolio giving me the hairy eyeball. I can't do this, man.
Yeah, that is, again, if you just joined us, Coolio was hanging with some college kids singing Gangsta's Paradise, acoustic style, and we have that video up on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com, and you know, because Coolio passed, we found out yesterday that he passed away on Wednesday.
I'm glad whoever had that shared it again, because that's a cool little piece right there. Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, that's the thing that, you know, that gives you a warm feeling, and I'm learning just what a great guy Coolio was, because I didn't really follow his career a whole lot, and you love to hear that performers actually were cool people, you know, it makes you feel like, okay, maybe he lived a good life.
Yeah, it always used to annoy me because you'd rock that Coolio t-shirt, and I'm like, name three of his songs, and you can only name one.
This is
ridiculous.
And I always would say Gangster's Paradise, and you get mad at the mispronunciation.
Right, you're spelling it wrong, man.
Yeah, but it's a cool shirt. It's actually a Coolio shirt, Steve. I gotta wear it.
There we go.
Here's a question for you. Why is a woman giving away a coffin that she bought for her husband? Well, you know, Steve, he's got the important story, so he'll tell you why. He's got the Migs Report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the issues of the day, not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Septic, and Mechanical for giving us the Migs Report. And today is a day to enjoy yourself some chewing gum. Happy National Chewing Gum Day.
Oh, Sarah loves the chewing gum. That's her jam.
Are we going back to the old gas station days or just the chewing gum in general?
Just in general. Okay, good. You can never go wrong getting her like a stocking stuffer with any kind of chewing gum. Take Five, I think, is one of her favorites.
What's your jam? Are you like into like the spearmint, winter mint, the fruity kind? The sweet kind. That's what's up. What about
sweet mint?
Might I sweet mint?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Her eyes are bugging over that. I'm a strawberry flavored gum guy.
Oh. The stick of gum is making a lot more sense now. I get it.
Fan of the sweet mint, baby.
Yeah. I like the strawberry too. That's not terrible, but orange is always the orange bubblicious.
Oh, can't go wrong.
Yeah.
I like the old baseball card stale bubble gum, which I don't even know if like any young kids or anybody even remembers what that was like, getting that stick of gum in a pack of baseball cards.
It was like biting on a piece of rock.
Yeah.
I mean, when it eventually started getting chewy, it was like a success story.
See,
yeah.
When you talk about baseball and gum, I just think of Big League Chew.
I was going to say, League Chew is the way to go.
That was my favorite.
Or bubble tape.
Yeah.
Bubble tape was good. Bubble tape.
Oh, Big League Chew was fun because it was just kind of prepping us as kids to get in, to maybe get hooked on chewing tobacco.
Of course,
that's in the world.
It's just like candy cigarettes, you know what? Leading a healthy life.
Oh, man, but I would just take a whole, like, just clump of that Big League Chew and just, I'd finish that bag, like, in an hour.
Yeah, in a day.
Yeah.
What else are you supposed to do with that?
Nothing. Yeah. It's there's no shelf life to that.
No.
Also, it's National Bakery Day. So if you're not a fan of chewing gum, maybe you enjoy yourself a good blueberry muffin.
Oh, good call.
That's what I would go with if I had to pick one baked item.
Oh, I'll go with a blueberry scone, even though, you know, the fair is over. I mean, that's a good bakery.
I feel like a scone is delicious no matter when.
Yeah.
Yeah. A good cheese Danish as well.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like saying they're a good cheese. I guess I felt like, I prefer a bad cheese Danish.
Oh, yeah. I mean, intercontinental breakfast, when they, you know, when the cheese Danish is gone, it's not the best I've ever had. But the fact that it's free.
The Starbucks one, when they warm it up for you. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's, now you're going high level, brother.
I know.
I've had a biscotti stuck in my head since yesterday. Yeah. I really want one. Just chew on that crunchy thing.
Pardon me?
Wow. All right.
I'm not sure what's happening here.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, then you're going to wonder that same thing when I tell you this story. You're going to be like, what the hell is happening right here? Where there's a woman from Scotland who's making news and going viral because of an ad that she put on Facebook Marketplace. The one thing is, she was just trying to give it away, but she put it on Marketplace. She's like, it's free to anyone who wants it. It's a coffin.
Oh.
And it was meant for my husband, but he doesn't need it anymore. So she's giving it away.
He doesn't need it anymore?
Well, this is the best part. She posted on the Marketplace saying, giving away a brand new coffin. Bought it for my husband, but he has lived longer than I had hoped and expected, so no longer required, and it's cluttering up my house.
Well, live longer than I hoped and expected. All right, then.
I can understand expected. Maybe like there was like some kind of like a terminal thing that turned out not to be terminal, but longer than I hoped.
Wow.
He's also gonna need it at some point. Put it in storage or something.
She said it's taking up too much space, man. She's not even trying to sell it. She's giving it away. Only thing is, you can't have the pillow that's inside the coffin because, according to her, my dog is taken to it.
Oh, okay.
Gross.
That's still.
It's a pillow.
Yeah, that's a good deal, dude. Seriously, free coffin, and you just got to get the pillow. That's not bad.
What the hell is going on out there?
I love the post that says, I cannot deliver it to the specific city because I am banned.
What is going on in this woman's world?
Right?
Wow. She doesn't want her husband to live. She's banned from a city. How do you get banned from a city?
I got a feeling that she's just a very eclectic and fun-loving person that's maybe cracking jokes.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to believe that.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm her husband.
Yeah.
Like, what? Right. Longer than you hoped?
Yeah, that's...
I'm only 37. What's going on here? All right, let's talk about something that was awesome that honestly I did not know. The Mariners like to F with our emotions.
Yeah, they do.
But I'm okay with it if it means that they end up winning the game.
Yes.
Yesterday was the epitome of, as they call it, chaos ball. At one point, it looked like, okay, the Mariners got this. This is going to be great. The Orioles lost. What was it? The Tampa lose as well?
Toronto. Tampa and Toronto both lost.
Everybody's losing that should lose. And all we need is the Mariners to win. And it was looking like this is going to happen against the Texas Rangers. Next thing you know, they tie it up. Next thing you know, Mitch Haniger takes over. Man, Mitch Haniger's bat was alive. A couple of dingers for him.
Yeah.
But, man, it ends up being 7-7 tied going at the end of the game. And I'm like, I can't deal with this. I got to go to bed. Like, I can't deal with these emotions.
Yeah.
Go to bed. I wake up in the middle of the night. I check my phone because I'm curious. And I see a 9. And I'm like, oh, damn it. Mariners lost to the Rangers. No, they did not. They ended up winning 10-9 in extra innings. In the 11th inning, BJ.
Yeah, baby.
Game was tied at 9 apiece. J.P. Crawford's at bat, and this happened. That's the best part. You watch the video. The entire team is doing that crazy dance that they like to do at the end of every game, where they go into a circle and they kick their legs, including a man who I thought just didn't seem like he was having fun in life, and that's Jared Kelenic, man. He was amped.
Oh, yeah.
It was cool to see him. He's dancing. He's fired up. You can see him in the corner of the screen in the video watching. He's dancing as well. I'm like, okay, he likes to have fun. They just need to win big games.
Yeah, I think he had a couple of dingers last night, too. Yeah.
So. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this is, it's exciting. It's very, very exciting. And now they're in the second spot. They moved up.
Yes.
So
there's still hope.
Well, beyond there's hope. You mean to host a game. I see what you're saying. Yes. To host a series. Yeah. But it just makes it even easier. So right now the Orioles are chasing the Rays. So a little bit more of a buffer for the Mariners.
This is incredible, man. Yeah, and like they said, magic number is number one. That means one more win or a Baltimore loss would mean that the Seattle Mariners, for the first time since 2001, are going to be in the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah. How cool is that?
I'll believe it when I see it. I still don't believe it because it's just been 21 years of waiting.
But it's in their hands, Steve. All they got to do is win one out of the last six, I think, or whatever.
Yes. And Julio's back on Monday.
Yeah.
The bats have been alive. Suarez again looking good.
Yeah, and I'm happy they've rested Julio. I think this was a smart move to just go, dude, take all the time you need. We think we got this without you, but we need you for the playoffs.
And, you know, Mitch Haniger, remember the beginning of the year, that awesome piece, the Players Tribune article that he wrote at the end of last season saying that there's unfinished business, he wants to win here.
Then
that cool video that the Mariners put out that, like, used him narrating some of the stuff that he was saying, and you're just like, man, this is the hero we deserve. And now all of a sudden it's like, okay, finally. Not that he's been awful, but like he's coming in clutch. And that was yesterday was a great example of that.
Yeah, man, it's very, very exciting. We needed it. If it ended today, they would play Toronto, which the only team we really don't want to play based on records like how we did in the regular season is Tampa. We've done well against Cleveland. We've done well against Toronto. So
you don't have to worry about Houston, obviously, because they got to buy in the first week.
We won't face them in that first round. But it's either going to be right now as it stands, we play Toronto. So we've done good against Toronto. And so it doesn't translate.
We beat them so bad that they got rid of their manager. That worries me a little.
Yeah, well, that is a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, those are kind of like those revenge games that you get a little nervous about.
Yeah, well, and this interim guy, I wonder, are they ever going to make him the regular guy? Like, if you're the interim and you go to the playoffs and you're like, wow, what do you think? A little something for the effort.
They said, well, hire full-time if the Maple Leafs win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, right.
He's like, well, I'm never getting hired.
He's like, wow.
This whole Toronto thing sucks.
You don't want me, do you?
Up next, Logan Gilbert on the mound tonight as the Mariners take on the Oakland A's. So hopefully the winning ways continue and they just wrap it up tonight. What a great weekend that would be.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. It would be really great so that they could then just, you know, I don't know. They might still be trying to get, you know, I would say they could rest, but maybe they'll play hard to try to, you know, get that first spot.
Play harder. That's what I say.
Oh, even harder than hard.
Tom Scott Service. Like, all right, I know you guys have been playing hard. It's time to play harder.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go.
It would be great to have a series here. I mean, I don't know who Toronto's playing. It might be Baltimore. I can't remember, but like, you know, it should be easy because all those East teams are playing each other for the most part, I think. So it's,
And I know some people already were posting that they already purchased their tickets for if there is a playoff game, they got their tickets, which has got to be exciting.
Yeah, a lot has to happen the right way. I mean, Toronto has to lose a lot, and I think we're...
Toronto's in Boston.
Yep.
Oh, boy, you're rooting for the Red Sox again.
Yeah.
You're rooting for the Red Sox again.
This is torture.
Yeah. So maybe...
I'll have to wear my Pearl Jam Boston Red Sox hat that I have.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. So, I'll have to un-black ink out the Red Sox logo that I put on.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to wear it, dude. You got to figure it out.
Oh, man. Also, I was thinking, it's preseason, of course. So I was like, the crazy. But you know what? This was the first time, like, when we talked to John Forrest, and he's like, okay, this is going to be a real challenge for them because the Canucks are going to be playing a lot of their main guys. So it's not like a game against a bunch of minor league players, like how it's been against Calgary and Edmonton. And it wasn't looking very good for the Kraken, I'll be honest with you. Joey DeCord was not having a very good performance in net. Also, I mean, the Canucks were swarming. It's 3-1 at one point. And then all of a sudden, the team turns it around and wins in overtime. The Kraken with an overtime goal, a sweet breakaway goal from Ryan Donato. So glad he's back with the team. And also glad they picked up this journeyman by the name of John Hayden. I don't know if you know this guy, BJ.
I don't.
Might want to keep him on your radar. Number 15. Didn't get in one fight. Got in two fights and then scored the tying goal.
Oh, now that's a performance.
It brought great joy to all, because I have a lot of friends that are up north, wrestling buddies and other buddies that are Canucks fans. And boy, did they not have many good things to say about John Hayden throughout that entire game, because he's fighting, he's taking cheap shots. I'm digging this guy. He seems like a guy that everyone hates unless he's on your team.
Well, and the funny thing was, too, my favorite post from last night was, we're not hating this goal.
I know.
I was like, made my life.
And Martin Jones didn't give up a goal again. He's putting up a good fight to be the number two guy, for sure, for the Kraken when the season starts. Quite possibly, if things don't, he could be a guy that's like the 1B for the team. How a lot of teams will do, it's where like you have one goalie that plays the majority, but not all, and then the other guy that plays a good chunk, and that could be what's happening with the Kraken when the season starts. Tomorrow is a big game, not because of what's happening on the ice. Well, might happen on the ice, but not because of the players, but because of the mascot. We find out who is the Seattle Kraken mascot tomorrow during the Canucks-Seattle Kraken game. That's going to be pretty awesome. And that's tomorrow.
Wow.
At Climate Pledge Arena.
Social media, that'd be.
I don't know if you guys were watching Thursday Night Football with the Dolphins taking on the Bengals. The Bengals ended up winning 27-15, but that's not the story. It's everything that's going on with Tua Tagovailoa. My gosh. I mean, so he gets hit pretty damn hard in the game 4 or 5 days before this game against the Bills. A lot of people were like, had to be a concussion, even though they were saying, it's his back or his legs. But when he got up, he wasn't touching his back or legs. He was wobbly, but he was also touching his head. And a lot of people believe that he got a concussion in that game. But he came back and they ended up winning that game. Then the team's like, no, we did an investigation. We checked everything out. He's fine. Chris Nowitzki, he's a former wrestler in the WWE, former football player, went to Harvard. He's a very smart man. He's one of the biggest names when it comes to, concussion protocol, trying to make sure that players are safe and all that kind of stuff. I mean, he has a PhD as well. He was even tweeting before the game. He says, if Tua Tagovailoa plays, it's a massive step back in concussion care for the NFL, because that could possibly lead to a second concussion that could destroy his season, career. It's just not safe. This is a terrible idea. Whoever puts him back in should be fired. A lot of fans are giving him a hard time. Like, what do you know? And then, of course, people are like, he actually knows a lot. Like, this guy is the premier PhD when it comes to concussion protocol.
When Chris speaks, I would listen, because he's been, like you said, all the credentials, and he really is an advocate for safety.
And then yesterday, what happens in the second quarter, Tua gets sacked. He gets jacked down hard, bangs his head against the turf, and then I don't know if you saw his hands. That was creepy as all hell. His hands were all kind of contorted, and they kept showing that, and apparently that's a sign of head trauma.
Oh,
is that
boy.
When your hands do that kind of like they go in the wrong direction, almost like doing like a West Side thing? I don't know how else to describe it.
We have seen people who have hands that do that, have a lot of issues medically.
So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen after that, but even Chris went on there again. They're obviously not happy that he was right in what he was saying. Like, this is not a good idea to let this guy play so soon after he just played a game. But he's just like, you got to fire that staff and those coaches. I hate that I'm right. Two concussions in 5 days can kill somebody. It could also end careers. How are we so stupid in 2022?
I'm glad. Good for him for saying something, because, even if you think, oh, no, he's fine, why not just rest him and give him a little bit of time?
Right.
I mean, really. I mean, is it that important? I don't think it is. It really isn't that important. You've just got to do that as the sport.
And so you're like, he said he was fine. Of course, a lot of players don't necessarily think very clearly with that kind of stuff.
No.
But you got to rely on the coaches and the medical staff to be like, I know you want to play. I know you say you're fine to play. But, dude, you just got a concussion. You got your head rocked. And you can't play 5 days later or four
days
later.
Yeah, they just have to bright line it. And they said, it's too bad. You know what? You're close enough. Good for Chris. And it's unfortunate it had to be this. Hopefully this will finally get people to go, you know what? We're going to just be extra careful no matter what.
Yeah, I hope he's going to be all right, especially for Tua and everyone that's involved in his life, his family, and his friends. It's awful. Hawks are playing this Sunday. They're in Detroit. So hopefully things will be better than last week.
All right.
Sounders play Sunday. Who are they playing?
Sporting KC.
Let's kill them.
2 o'clock. All right. Let's go. We really need to.
Okay. Do we have a chance? What do we got? We got to win, and other people have to lose.
Yes.
Right?
We just need to win. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
Win forever.
Yes.
All right. Weather. It's gonna be nice again. 69 degrees and cloudy. Thanks to Jersey Mike Subs for giving us the Migs report, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, Steve got this one wrong.
What is the term for a word that is spelt the same forwards and backwards?
Oh, man. It's anagram?
No.
Amagram?
No.
No. Bob.
No, it's not a Bob.
Even though Bob does qualify.
Thank you.
Yeah, you knew what you were talking about.
I did. I just didn't know the word.
Yeah, we were looking for palindrome. That was the answer we were looking for. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647. On the Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.